Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Our guest this week on Spectrum is Tim Chang. Tim is the author of a book called The Greatest Enemy Is You, and he's speaking financially. He comes from a financial background. Tell me, how did your career in finance get started? What were your earliest days and your upbringing and your education in this field?
I was trained as an accountant, and then, doing business as well as doing accounting practice, and then I started. The reason why I go into the personal finance field is when I realized about 10 years ago that I was screwed up by the financial institution. One is the mortgage insurance, and the other is a whole life insurance. And I always thought I'm very smart academically. I always thought I'm smart and as an accountant who should know finance. And then, if I'm a victim, chances is probably 95% or more of the populations are also victims of the financial institutions.
And I guess maybe this past couple of years, both in the United States and in Canada, where you're headquartered, the financial meltdown, if you will, has become far more apparent and has really hit people at home in a way that they didn't anticipate.
Correct.
Do you think if somebody had followed some of your guidelines in this book a couple of years ago, they could have avoided the kind of collapse that we've had in the past few years?
Yes, I think first thing is my chapter on the housing bubble, and then another thing is I talk about personal debt. I mean, these people, just because of low interest rate, everybody just go and start adding more debts, whether it's credit card or mortgage debts. And we are realizing the implications, because there's no way they can sustain that type of debt based on the normal income level.
Let's give people some help here. What would be one or two or three pieces of advice you could tell people right now that they are probably not doing, that they should be doing for their financial well-being?
I think first thing, they should learn something about personal finance, how money works. And this is a basic, it's very basic concept. You can get from internet, you can get any books. All the financial books will tell you what you have to do. So they improve the financial literacy, because, whether it's Canada or U.S., and the trouble is that nobody learned personal finance in school.
What is the number one rule of personal finance? When someone says they should learn more about personal finance, sometimes I think that may fall on deaf ears because I don't think people know what that means.
Okay.
What specifically do people need to learn about in regarding personal finance?
There are two areas that every one of us should know. First is our income tax on the personal level, on average, is about 30%. Okay. And then we spend about 40% on financial costs, mortgage, credit card, interest, and insurance, home insurance, car, auto insurance. So that means if you look at, if you make $100, $70 is gone before you even blink your eyes. So unless and until you know how to manage the two devils, which is a tax man, and the financial cost, most of it is a banker, unless you know how to manage these two, you are destined to be broke or at the most paycheck to paycheck.
What would be your alternatives? Because people need the services of the financial institutions, and to a degree, people need some insurance. They need those things that they're paying for. They probably don't know they're paying as much as they are, but you wouldn't recommend people go without those things, would you?
Yes, I do agree that, unfortunately, because we as a consumer are not on the same playing field with the financial institutions. Just like if you want to play, basketball with Kobe Bryant, there's no way it's on one-to-one you can ever beat him, right? Same thing, financial institution, we are supposed to be on the equal term with them. We are supposed to know what you sign for, what is the, how money works. And at the end, that's a problem, okay? So what happened is they have to look for a financial advisor to tell them exactly what they need to do. Because, I mean, don't ever listen to your friends, your co-workers, because that's the recipe for disaster, because they are equally naive. Okay? So, because still there's a competition, you could look outside the traditional bank type of, you know, the banks, the insurance company. It's all transaction-orientated. Their role is to distribute wealth from you to their shareholders and their CEOs.
How would somebody go about finding a financial advisor? Is it just you look in the Yellow Pages or you go online? I mean, how do you pick one?
Well,
it's like picking a doctor.
The best is look for referral. There is people who are established, who have the right credentials. See, trouble is a financial advisor. The name is very generic. Anybody who go for a few days certification and they can call themselves financial advisor. Yeah, unfortunately, it's a problem, and it's the most abusive distribution system in the world, and that's where most of people fall victim to the whole distribution system, from the bank, from the insurance company, from the broker, from the agent. So first thing you got to get some referral. I mean, whether people have benefited from his advice, any value added. Okay, that's a key thing. Try to avoid those transaction-oriented type of broker, agents, or the reps from the financial institutions. So look for independent financial planners.
Our guest on Spectrum this week is Tim Chang. Tim is the author of a book called The Greatest Enemy Is You. He's trying to help people become aware of their financial well-being and maybe get themselves out of a rut. You have also in your book indicated that there are certain, I guess, personality types that lend themselves not too favorably to financial well-being. How did you come upon that, and give us a clue of what those personality types might be?
There are basically five personality types. One is procrastinator. The other is know-it-all. Know-it-all is person who always thinks he's smart because in the school he's always top student, he's very good academically, you know, and he thinks he knows everything. If he do not know anything, all he needs to do is go to a computer, go online, then he has millions of information. So unfortunately, personal finance is so it has to be advised by professional, not the know-it-all. Another problem with know-it-all is because they know it all, they never do any action. Their time is spent on researching information. There's no action. You cannot create wealth or reduce your debt by just looking for information. Second, the third and the worst is those people who cannot manage their greed and fear emotions. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows that when the market is low, you invest, you buy, sell when it's high. But most people do the opposite. You know why? Because of greed. When the market went up, everybody jumped in, just like a housing market in the state a couple of years ago. Everybody jumped in. When the market is down, either they bail out or they jump out, or they are forced to be out because of failure to pay their mortgages. So it's either way, they lose out. So they are hit on both ends, whether it's up or down market. So another group is called misled person. Those believe the government can take care of them, you know, from cradle to grave, you know. Or if I have no money, it doesn't matter, government give me paycheck, whatever ways, you know, security. They do not know, by the time they retire, public government has no, the social security will run out, and the senior home may not have enough spaces for them, right? Because there are so many baby boomers. Lastly is the dreamer. Those who always think, oh yeah, my problem is next paycheck I'm going to be promoted by the boss going to give me 3% more in pay. And you know, next year they are always dreaming, or maybe they strike lottery, or maybe, oh, my son should take care of me when I'm old. So these are dreamers who are not realistic. I mean, even if you have a 5% pay raise after tax, you're not going to have the incremental increase is not going to help you financially if you do not know how to take care of the roots of your financial challenges.
It is tax time, and I thought before we let you go, maybe you could give some people a word or two of advice about their taxes, maybe some things they may be overlooking or not taking advantage of. I know it's a big area, but there's probably a couple of areas of people's tax return preparation that they always get wrong, and it always costs them money. Would you happen to know a couple of those?
Yes. First thing is, most people are confused between the role of a tax planner or tax preparer. I mean, a lot of people just think tax time, just go to a tax preparer, those who operate probably less than 3 months a year. I mean, by the time you go to a tax preparer, you'll be too late. Okay, you got to plan in advance so that whoever the CPA or the tax real professional will know in advance what to expect from your tax return, what credit, and what the how to minimize your taxes. So that's where the problem is. Most people fall into the. We are realizing they'll miss out. We are a real professional. They miss out a lot of their claims or minimize their taxes. So that's one thing, because you are talking about on average 30% go to the government. So if we can reduce, say, 10% or 30%, that's a lot of money to at least pay off part of their debt, you know. Another thing is, and a lot of people, because there's you can do online filing with this software, it's free, whatever, they always do it themselves. I mean, the Internal Revenue Code is so complex. I mean, even the professional like CPA, they have to be specialized in the tax to understand the implication. I mean, a layman thinking that he can do it, it's just a joke. It's a joke.
I know. I totally agree. People that I know that I have one friend of mine who is a math professor at a famous university, and he tries to do his taxes every year, and I know I always get back more than he does.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, listen, Tim, thank you very much for talking with us today. We just had a few minutes, but my guest is Tim Chang, and he has written a book. The book is called The Greatest Enemy Is You. It is published by iUniverse, and Tim, if people needed to get in touch with you, do you have a website people can go to for your
company? Yes, the website is www.thegreatestenemyisyou.com.
That's easy. TheGreatestEnemyIsYou.com.
Yes.
Hey, listen, thank you very much. Hope you don't have too much angst for the tax season.
Yeah.
And help people out. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@ChinaAmericaHitRadio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.